As the Green Bay Packers prepare to take on the San Francisco 49ers in the NFL's wild card weekend, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers might be expected to talk about his recovery from a broken collarbone or about the 49ers defense. Instead, during his weekly Tuesdays with Aaron chat on ESPN 540 Milwaukee, he said this.
Yeah, I'm just going to say I'm not gay. I really, really like women. That's all I can say about that.
Will Leach wrote about that unusual statement for Sports on Earth. Will, what provoked Rodgers to tell the world he really, really likes women?
Someone had been following Rodgers' roommate on Twitter and decided, had kind of put one and a half and three-fourths together and made 80 to assume that Rodgers and his roommate had had some sort of falling out and kind of made the rounds in the weird online world. It's funny because most places, this is the type of story you would think like Deadspin would pick up on, but the word kind of got around to the point that Rodgers felt compelled to bring it up on his weekly radio show, which I think the fact that he felt compelled to address it, I think is maybe its own statement.
You contrast Rodgers' statement to that of actor George Clooney, who responded to rumors that he was gay by saying, and I'm quoting now, "I'm not going to let anyone make it seem like being gay is a bad thing. My private life is private." Why isn't that strategy an option for professional athletes such as Aaron Rodgers or others who've been accused of being gay, if that's the right word, Mike Piazza, Manti Te'o, guys like that?
Well, it really is just the culture. You know, it's funny. I wrote a piece for New York Magazine, a long feature in September of 2011, proclaiming that we had just gone through the gayest summer ever. It was the gay sports summer ever. And that Charles Barkley had actually kind of started the floodgates a little bit in talking about how, listen, if there's a gay player on my team, I don't care as long as he's good. And anyone that has a problem with that should get out of the game. And it really kind of opened the floodgates. There were more people in the sports world that kind of came out, usually retired people or people in the media. And I kind of speculated that it really felt like we were on the verge of more sports, finally, kind of the last closet in an American culture was finally ready to break through. That has not happened. In fact, I might make the argument it's regressed a little bit. And clearly, we saw with Rodgers the idea that not only could he just not ignore these things, he really felt like he needed to come out and push it, not so much for just the media, though I think that's particularly a factor of it, but for his teammates and for players. When you talk to players about this, there are people that will publicly say, of course, we would support anyone. Privately speaking, they recognize it's a lot more complicated than that. And I think that's why you haven't seen the athletes come out the way that many people anticipated they would have by now.
When NBA journeyman Jason Collins came out as gay in late April of last year, we at Only a Game thought he would be followed by other Major League pro athletes. It's now 2014, and Jason Collins still hasn't played a minute of pro basketball as an openly gay male athlete. Does his sexual orientation have anything to do with his failure to find another team?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. Certainly Collins has not explicitly said that, but sort of hinted at I think his defenders have as well. The issue is not so much people don't think that teammates or fans will support a gay player. It's really this kind of vague notion that they always talk about in sports called distractions. The idea that it's really about team. You know, it's kind of the clouds they put around this issue to make it look like it's not an intolerance issue. It's actually just a team issue. And I think we see how much that doesn't really fly anymore. And I think that speaks to the culture that kind of Rodgers is dealing with. It's not so much that like they have a specific problem with people who are gay, though some do. It's more that people don't want to deal with it, but it puts focus on you rather than the team. And they kind of cloud that issue and make it that much more difficult for people to come out.
It doesn't sound as if you have high hopes that anything will change in 2014.
It's always been a thought that whoever is the first to come out. Not only does it have to be someone who is very brave, it has to be someone, frankly, who is so good that there's really not question. There was a famous quote from, I think it was Larry Boa, said, listen, I think a gay baseball player would be accepted, but it'll be easier if they hit 310 rather than 220. And there's an element of truth to that. And that thing, that was said more than a decade ago. So everyone keeps saying the environment is better, but it keeps not happening.
Will Leach writes for Sports on Earth, and we always enjoy having him here on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Will.
Of course. Thanks for having me.